Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, episode 26, Future Bachelor, we're here!
Woo! Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise.
I love this song. I love this song.
It's a good one right here.
Ready?
Need a holder. I'm just a girl.
Where my ladies at?
I'm right here, hi.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, what's up, guys? What's up? Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And it's episode 26. Welcome.
We're rolling.
Holy
dude.
Cow.
26.
We got our producer Dylan in the building. Shout out to him. Well, hold on. I gotta get him.
Every time we shout out somebody, you gotta have the ham.
Oh yeah, I gotta get ready for it. But yeah, what's going on? How was I mean, obviously you're a big fan of No Doubt and Gwen Stefani.
I am. One of my first CDs I ever got was a No Doubt CD.
Yeah.
Hella good.
I've really been wanting to play that one actually for
a while.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, I have actually. I wanted to play it for the one where it was 150% straight, but I didn't think it was appropriate for it because
I'm just a girl
and I'm talking about how I'm not being gay. And if I was just like, didn't think it was like already feeling like everything I was saying was making me sound gay up until I got to explain myself in that episode. So.
Well, you know, I guess you had to do what you had to do in that one.
Yeah, but and I got past it. I'm like, no, today I'm just a girl. So
because I mean,
yeah, we're kind of you're a little outnumbered now on the team here. So.
I mean, isn't in life?
I think you'd hold your own. So
I do. Obviously, it's me.
Yeah. So how you been? How was your last week, V?
Well, I was in Austin for
yes. Holy cow. Where were you going? You're a little fly kid this week, huh?
I was a little fly kid.
Nice.
I was. Little V.
Little V. That sounds like your rap name.
It is. Actually, I think my rap name would be Baby Gap, but that's fine.
Okay. I like it.
But so I was there for...
Oh, what would it be?
Baby Gap.
Oh, okay. Just make a sure.
Oh, my God. No, my friends would call me that in college because they're like, Veronica, you're so tiny. You always, it looks like you're like in Baby Gap clothes.
Baby Gap. Where do you shop, Baby Gap? Yeah. Well, okay. Cool. Baby Gap. What else happened in...
So Austin was fun. It was there for a work trip, but I got one of my best guy friends lives there. Shout out to Jackson.
Uh-oh, Jackson, what'd it do?
And we had a good time. I like got to like hang out with him some nights after I was done like networking and hanging out with people. I got to see a lot of my Mizzou colleagues and
Sick.
Stuff like that. And I got to see a lot of other CMG folks that I don't get to see often. So it was a lot of fun. And then I got on a plane.
Uh-oh.
At, you know, like 7 a.m. On Saturday morning.
Okay.
To get back here.
Nice.
For Music Midtown.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted.
Me too.
For a variety of reasons. And then went to Music Midtown. And my friend, Maggie, shout out to Maggie.
Uh-oh.
She also had an early flight that she actually, she's probably going to be like, V, what the heck? But she had a flight from Wisconsin at like 5:55.
Okay.
And she went out Friday night with her friends. Didn't get home until like 1 or 2. Had to then pack still. Packed while she was drunk and then made it to the airport like didn't sleep because she was like finished packing. Then she's like, all right, it's like 3:34, I need to go.
Yeah,
I have to go to the airport. And she got to the airport, fell asleep at her gate and woke up like just passed out. Woke up literally like 5 minutes after the plane had pulled away from.
Oh no.
So then she had to get on a different flight.
Oh my gosh.
So she like texts me, she's like, hey, I missed my flight. I'm gonna be getting in later to Atlanta than I expected. And I was like, that's fine, because I'm like I had just gotten home. Like, I'm like, that's fine, I'm horizontal in my bed right now.
Dude, what a story. Holy cow. It sucks that she put all that work into it and just to have to flush.
But I mean, it was fine. She got in town for us just in time to like go meet up with the rest of like Knip and TM and
the crew.
I feel
like they should do like a sweep of like, it's just common courtesy. If someone's sleeping and they didn't wake
come
up.
Come on. I'm like, I would wake someone up.
Yeah. I mean, all right. So they get mad at you because that wasn't your flight. I'm sorry. I thought you might have missed your flight.
Yeah. Like, cause you know, pass it on, whatever. Yeah. But we still made it in time to meet up with the crew.
Yeah.
Except we were both like not in a place to drink again.
Yeah.
Yet. So, and they were all plastered. So it's kind of like an uneven distribution of that.
Well, I went to the same show and we actually did not meet up with each other as we tried to.
It's honestly hard unless like you really plan out.
Even with the people you go with, sometimes you could lose them.
We loved that first date when everybody, like most of the group was drunk. Like we lost half of them and then most of them went back to Knip's place, which was down the street, and passed out before 7:30.
Oh, wow. Lame.
Like literally went to one set.
That sucks. And I'm like, so much money. Well, my experience was a little opposite. My shout out to my cousin Ease that came out here. It was cool because he got to actually listen to the episode.
That's so
fun. As we're down here. So,
aww.
And also, you know, he's been wanting to check out the show. He doesn't really get to go to festivals. I don't think he goes to festivals often and stuff, but I don't even really go either. And he was like, hey, do you want to go to Music Midtown? I was like, sure. I mean, he's like, I'll drive down. So he drove down and, you know, he made a playlist, listened to all the acts that
were there.
That's
usually like what I do for like Lollapalooza.
Yeah. So he, you know, he wanted to get the most out of the experience and I wanted to make sure I hung out with him. And so we literally were there like pretty early every day. So we went to brunch and then we got a limo. So shout out to the pickets.
What the hell? I saw that and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, we did it big and we got a limo to the first day and that was just cool. Like, you know, we did it. Second day I was like really exhausted, so we just kind of just took it easy and we did the whole thing. Got to see Kendrick and
yes, Kenny.
I really like seeing
Post
Malone.
I met up with Alex and Tyler at
Kenny. There was a lot more people there than I thought. Like, you know, John V was there and all that. And I was like, damn.
I was trying to meet up with John V too, but once again, didn't get to.
If you didn't meet up with her, I wasn't going to meet up with her.
I didn't meet up with like my other friend, Mackenzie, that you met at Victory.
Okay.
The one that you met. But I didn't even meet up with. The only time I ran, this was like so bizarre because her friend that I'm also friends with was in town for it. And they like, as we were like waiting to see, I think Khalid, they like their group walked past us.
Oh,
and
wow.
I literally like stopped them with my arms. I was like, oh my God, you guys. And they're like, what are the odds that we're like walking past you? Like,
actually,
all these
it's funny.
People?
I'd ran into like some kickball team members. I ran into like Katha and Madeline.
Did you
and
really?
James and all them. Yeah. I was like literally out of it though. So tired when I saw them. Like, I mean, gave him hugs and loves, but I was definitely like in a different level that day. I mean, you drink all day, it's hard, and you're out in the sun,
hot,
and so it's just like long. You're just like sitting, sleeping sometimes. Like, so it was a fun weekend. You know, definitely glad I don't have anything planned for this weekend.
I have a wedding with like.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Herman, Missouri.
Oh my goodness! So you're flying somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm like the fly kid.
Oh my gosh. You're right though. Like every weekend, one of us is like gone. But that's what's up. Well, I hope you have fun at the
wedding. Will be fun. I'm just like, that's why I'm like, people are getting sick at my office right now, so I'm like downing emergency because I'm like the plus it's like a fun group of friends are the ones that I went to Vegas with, and it's like their wedding and whatever. And so I'm like, I need to be like at my peak performance for this wedding.
Yeah, no, I mean, anytime you go on a trip, you don't want to be sick. So it's already a hassle traveling. What was your favorite act though at the concert?
Bourne's was so great and Arizona was a ton of fun, honestly. And then I chose Fall Out Boy over a Post Malone.
Ooh, bad mistake.
Not at all. Fall Out Boy was so great. I saw Post Malone at Lollapalooza.
Oh, okay.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I've already seen. Were you really? Yeah. I thought, all right, but I was like really impressed with Post Malone.
I think he did a better set based on everybody's Snapchats that I saw. He did a better set here than he did at Lolla.
He killed it. Like, that was like the funnest part. Like,
but I think that's also because he had better.
Girls twerking on me.
He
at
had
that show.
Better. Oh, great.
It was awesome. Come on.
I think he had better. I mean, I'm usually like the girl.
Yeah, so what the heck?
But, I think.
And Khalid was really good.
Khalid
like, I was
so good. But I think, his sound and everything was really fucked up. And like, cause he's like an auto-tuned artist. Mm-hmm. Like he is. Like we all know this. And his,
I'm like that too.
Yeah, like his sound was really fucked up at Chicago, so he sounded really shitty.
Yeah.
And he has, he doesn't have like a ton
the
of,
thing about auto-tune is if you,
he doesn't have a
you,
ton of stage presence either, so like he didn't like really make up for it. Yeah. So I was just like, this
sucks. And auto-tune, like if you have on the wrong key, it does not matter how good you sing it. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that was cool. So what do we got for some hold on, what do we got for some, wait, some crickets.
That's your best one yet.
Really?
Yes.
I think I'm gonna make part of revving it up part of
that's
like, the
crickets. Point because you have like such a long time at the front of it that you have to like
What do we got for some crickets?
Okay, so let's, so we talked,
I mean, how do we do? Dylan, we got Dylan, you got a mic now, why don't you say what's up?
I think that one was pretty solid.
Thanks, dude. Yo, so we'll talk to Dylan a little bit later, but what do we got for some quickets?
Okay, so we talked about the beef between Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly last week.
Okay.
So Eminem fired, literally, back with his song Kill Shot.
Yes.
It was good. He even made sure to like weave in the stuff about G-Eazy being balls deep in holes. I was like, damn, okay.
No, I'm not going to lie. Every time I listen to that diss, I'm just like, dude, Eminem, he's like, still the GOAT. Like, you know, it was so good.
He is.
And he started off with like, beard's weird. I was like, dude, this
it was
great.
So funny. Yeah. He was like, yeah, he definitely like, you know, made fun of himself, had like the little bit of comment, like very much so like how he always has his skits and stuff on his albums. He did the similar kind of thing kind of at the beginning of that song with like it being sort of like a skit.
Well, I found out today that ironically, I was listening to it with my friend Adam Hilliard, and I was showing him I think the MGK one, he hadn't heard it
yet,
or something.
Which is still very good. Yeah. Like, I think Rap Devil's very good.
But I was like, yo, are they rapping over the same beat? Because
I was about to say.
Yeah, they weren't. They went back to back.
It's really similar.
Yeah,
though.
Because the same producer made both of them.
Oh,
beats.
Bum, bum, bum. Yep.
So we were talking about possibly there being like a little conspiracy out there.
Conspiracy that, theory. Okay, I love conspiracy
theory. Yeah, conspiracy
theories.
Theory that people are saying that, you know, Eminem and MGK are doing this, like, set it up. Like,
Could totally see it.
The two factors is the diss tracks are both produced by the same producer. So it's like,
yeah,
the
Interscope,
guy,
right?
Yeah, and they're, well, no, the guy, Ronnie, that makes those beats.
Ronnie.
Yeah, so you hear him say that at the beginning of the beats. Yeah. It's like, Ronnie, stop, Ronnie. So you got that, and then they're both on Interscope. So it's like, they're, you know, label mates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they would explain it some other way. But
I'm sure.
Okay. But yeah, I'm sure that's just a conspiracy theory. But I mean, they both have albums to promote. So what a way to promote
an
album.
Yeah, because Machine Gun Kelly has his new EP called Binge coming out at the end of, well, it'll be like the day after this podcast.
Okay. So the way I look at it is that like MGK made it. Like, you know, the fact
that he did a good job.
Fact that Eminem, I mean, I don't say he won, because think Eminem won beef.
No.
But for the fact that you got dissed by Eminem, a white rapper.
The
white rapper. I mean, there would be no MGK if there was no Eminem.
Yeah, truly. Like, there would not be.
I mean, he doesn't even come close to that, to Eminem. But that, with that being said, you know, I was looking at, like, MGK getting dissed by Eminem being kind of like an honor.
It is.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
So it's like, if I was MGK and the second I saw that Eminem dropped, I wouldn't even be pissed. I would have freaked out. I'd been like, what? Eminem just dissed me. Guys, Eminem just dissed me.
Like, low-key, he probably was. And like, think about it. Like, Eminem is like the battle rapper. Like, this is like his shit. Like, he's not going to back down from anything.
Well, I mean, he hasn't really been in too many rap battles. Like, as far as, in the public eye. Most people probably have never wanted to go against him. But most of the stuff he's been in is, like, over, like, business and everything. And it really didn't get to the rap level. And who would want to go against Eminem? He's grew up in the battle circuit. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Came from, like, 8 Mile and watching all that. So,
That's what I meant.
He's avoided that. So, it was definitely a valiant effort and great diss track by MGK. But, like, so I was saying, like, it's, like, almost getting roasted on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap. You're like, you have to take it. Yeah, you have to take it. You know,
you made it.
So, but you know, MGK had some points though. I was kind of listening to his diss a little bit more and I was like, you know, it did take 6 years for Eminem to respond about something.
And
out of anybody, he would be like, it's like, dude, Eminem cultivated a culture that was going to make little white kids that rap And out of anybody, Eminem should understand that MGK, you know, get mad about a joke. Like, you know what I'm saying? That he
mean, that's why, yeah, maybe that there's like some, you know, some weight to the conspiracy, like that they're just like, this is definitely like to help promote.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I guess, yeah, you're right. So there, that does add a little weight to it. So we'll move on. What else we got?
So Kanye, it was a big week for Kanye.
Yeah, it has been. So, I mean, obviously we talked about his single last week.
Yeah,
we were gonna surprise everybody or just make that the slapper for no good reason.
It's on the playlist though, so like jam to it, everybody. But so Kanye was at an open mic night. It's like Chance throws these. They're for Chicago Public Schools. They do a lot of, he does a lot of good work with the Chicago Public School system. And Kanye was there doing some stuff, and he announced that him and Chance are gonna do an album together.
Yeah,
called Good Ass Job.
Good Ass Job. Yeah, Good Ass Job was actually a name that Kanye's had for an album for since I think the beginning.
Through the Wire.
Well, think about the trilogy. The original trilogy was College Dropout, and then came Late Registration.
I'm like looking. Sai has these like set up.
Oh yeah, right
in
here.
His right I'm by a me cottage. In his
So it was like it's College Dropout, Late Registration, then it goes to Graduation.
Yeah.
And then the next in the series was supposed to be Good Ass Job, because what do you get after like
Graduation? Job.
So that's why this was called Good Ass Job. But so he's had this title for a while, and if I was Chance, I'd be like, dude, yes, I would love to be on Good Ass Job. You've been talking about this album for a while, so
shit.
Yeah, and then they're also talking about like a Watch the Thrones 2 album, which the first one was with Jay-Z, but I can't see it being with Jay-Z again. Can you?
I could see it being with Jay-Z again. Jay-Z's just finishing up his On the Run tour.
Yeah, so but I thought they were like beefing and all that stuff.
I don't know, but I could see them. I mean, Jay-Z lives in shadows. Let's be real here.
Yeah, but
Jay-Z lives in shadows.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe Jay-Z needs a little bit of a come up.
But I think Jay-Z doesn't attach himself to controversy, really. He doesn't attach himself to unnecessary controversy. If he gets it, why would he want to associate himself with the mess that is Kanye at the moment?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, Kanye's calmed down a little bit, but
it's like fake. He's ramping up to promote more shit. Like, you know, he's going to come back out with some crazy stuff. Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Check it. Like, he just released a song called I Love It, talking like pretty derogatory at like a Pornhub. Like, this guy's pulling out all the tricks. Kanye's like crazy. He's going to do everything.
I mean, yeah.
And Jay-Z is not really about that life. That was also reading that like Beyonce doesn't even like Kim Kardashian and stuff.
Oh, of course.
Like,
I mean, what?
Yeah, so Kanye
would. Do you think
Beyonce
would like Kim Kardashian ever? Come on, no.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, there were like two power couples, and Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't go to Kim and Kanye's wedding and stuff like that. And and Kanye obviously picked Jay-Z from Dame Dash in the Rockefeller days, but this is going back in some hip hop history.
Hip hop history.
Man, today in hip hop history. Anyways.
Yikes. But okay, other Kanye
things. Then there was we're talking about those, and there was a third album.
Oh, yeah. Yandi, which is like supposed to be like, so Gandhi, but spelled with a Y instead of a G.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be like kind of like the follow up to Yeezus potentially.
Yeah, they're calling it like a pseudo sequel.
And
or
like
something.
He posted, I think, a photo of it somewhere, and it looks like, you know, like how Yeezus and the
album
whole point
cover
of Yeezus was like the
CD,
like bare bonesness. So it was like just the CD, like in the jewel case, those are called. And so it looks similar to that, slightly different tones.
Love it.
But you love it.
I love Kanye, dude. It's just like, can't help it.
I mean, yeah, no, he's an artiste. And then he like got everybody in the crowd at this open mic night all hyped, saying that he's moving back to Chicago and he's never leaving, and him and Kim have a house there and they're all set to go. But of course, we all knew.
Yeah.
We all knew.
I mean, we just read reports that it's like, yo.
Kimmy, first of all, Kimmy will never leave Calabasas.
Yeah.
She won't.
That's the like, Kardashian lifestyle.
Like, she cannot.
Yeah.
And so
to
like,
go to Chicago, the most dangerous like city.
Do you think that bitch would be out in the Chicago winters? Hell no.
No.
She wears like puffy coats for fun. She'll never like actually have to wear one for real.
So essentially, They bought a house there, and he's like bragging about living in Chicago.
Yeah, but he like even was saying that he was going to move his business headquarters from Calabasas to Chicago, but then I guess other reports are like, not mean.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I
know. That's even when I was listening to the radio this morning, and one of the like hosts were talking about it, and the host was like, "You think Kim's going to move out there?"
Yeah,
like they said whatever, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it," and I was like, RT, that's real.
All right, well, let's skip through a couple of these things. Yeah, I want to talk about, you know, that artist. What is her name?
Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie.
Who was famous for like saying like "Catch me outside."
Is it Bad Barbie?
Bad Bobby?
I thought it was Bad Baby.
No, Barbie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like spelled like Bad Barb, like Bobby. Like it's like you're supposed to like say it like with like an accent.
I don't know. Whatever. There's another triple X Tentacion situation.
I also heard that on the radio today, and they definitely tripped over it.
Yeah, I almost did it myself. But yeah, so Bad Barbie or whatever her name is. She was known, or she has a real name. What's her name?
Her name is Danielle Bergoni, yeah, something like that.
But she, if you know her, she's the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was on, what was it? Was it Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
And so she's made like this like career pretty much like by she's making like a lot of money.
A trashy
actually.
Little rapper. Yeah.
Yeah. And rapper, social media, clothing line, all this different stuff. Yeah. So
she's like, I think still like only like, you know, 15, 16.
Watch her. She's going to blow up. If Cardi B can do it, anyone can do it now. Or Donald Trump can be president.
Yeah, she like got into some beef with like some other like social media stars, like,
yeah, there was another like white girl that,
yeah,
like,
who,
you
know, like also is like only like whatever, and then like the little Asian girl, what's her name?
I forgot her name. Little Tay or something like that.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
There's a lot of like social media.
That was such a crazy period of time when that all was happening. I'm like, what is 2018? Like,
yeah.
What are we living in? That these like tiny females
are making more money than us.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So pretty much Bad Barbie. Jesus. She's a rapper. Ironically, she is, her song is like white Porsche, white kicks, what is it? Bye bitch. Bye, yeah. Bitch. That was the like, same producer that made that beat, made both the Eminem and MGK
get the
beats.
Fuck yeah. Out. Oh my god.
Ron, stop. Like that's
Ronnie.
Gonna, yeah, you'll hear that at the beginning of that song too. So pretty much, yeah. So Bad Barbie, she ended up buying an advertisement slip cover that goes in. So if you ever, I don't know if you guys poop buys magazines anymore.
Hey, but, people do.
Okay, well,
sorry. I get offended. I studied magazine editing as my major.
Yeah, I could tell. But yeah, so pretty much you can buy this like advertisement on
which technically like you really can't.
Well, yeah, you were talking about that. Well, what? So she bought an advertisement pretty much and bragging on her social media about how she bought the cover of Billboard magazine. And essentially, it looks like she's on the cover of Billboard magazine because there's an advertisement slip right in front of the magazine. But she's not. And so...
so bizarre, because like there's definitely rules against like doing that kind of stuff,
yeah,
on covers now.
Oh, this
now.
Is it right here.
Oh, my God. Is this the song?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually like this
song. What song is it?
Oh, my God. Ronnie. Yeah.
White J's, white Porsche,
hey,
white wrist,
what?
White horse,
oh,
high bitch,
oh,
high bitch, high bitch.
Oh.
I do not sniff it or roll it.
What?
It do not jump when I pull it.
Okay. Anyways, I just like it. I don't know why. But yeah, that was the same producer that made both those disses.
I think
so.
It's funny when I hear the oh my god Ronnie thing, yeah. I think about
Jersey Shore.
That.
Yeah.
That's first thing I think. Okay. And then the second thing I think is how all my residents when I was an RA, they called me Ronnie.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Ronnie.
Okay. I will never go. See, but thank you. I never go by. That's not my nickname.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have caught that one. But Ronnie.
Ronnie.
So yeah, so she bought the cover, bragging about it. I honestly think it's a dope move. If you can do it and you can pay for it. And
yeah,
not,
which I don't really
she's
know
like,
how
I
she
got
did
all my money.
Like, I don't know if it was like on newsstands because like that's not really allowed. I could see how it'd be on maybe like once I go on, like just like knowing magazine rules. Like, I don't know how this happened. Like, there's probably going to be like some charges and stuff against Billboard. Like, that's like not a thing you can do.
Interesting.
Like,
well, yeah. So, and then we also talk about Drake giving dating advice to Millie Bobby Brown. And those of you who don't know, Millie Bobby Brown is the little girl that
plays
11 on Stranger Things.
Which you should know that. I mean, yeah. Like, she's like...
She's going to be the future of, like, you know, female
she's
actress.
Already, she's
I mean,
already
she already
the
is.
It girl.
But I see her being, like, you know, the J-Law and, like, you know, like, all that stuff. Like, all right, hold on. Wait, who else we got? We got, like, who's the one dating Colin Jost?
Scarlett Johansson.
All these type of girls. Like, I really see her being, like, one of those.
Oh,
like,
no, she's incredible.
Ladies.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so Drake, I don't know, how old is he?
31.
Okay, and how old is she?
14.
And they're texting each other.
Yeah, because like they like became friends, went to like she got
no,
to go
no.
to
no
show.
If this was any other situation, people would be freaking out.
I think it's weird.
Yeah, I hear you talk about it right now. I'm getting a little cringy. I don't know why, but how do you feel over there? A little cringy?
A little cringy.
Why do we laugh every time he says something? Oh my god. Oh, anyways, he's the best. I don't know why. He's like a little cringy. But
it's just okay, so like he's supposed to gives her like dating advice, which first of all, like when I was 14, I was like not really dating. Mm-hmm. I was such a little bish when I was 14 though, because like I would have boys who'd be like, I want to take you on a date. I'm like, we're 14. You can't take me on a date. Like our moms would have to drive us there.
Oh my gosh, I would have hated you. I've been like, dude, you are lame.
No,
but
I was just more realistic. Like I was just
no,
like,
that's G. I wish I have a daughter like you one day.
I was just like, we're in middle school. It makes no sense for us to date right now.
I mean, it's like we're gonna go to college. We're gonna meet other mm-hmm. people. And, you know, eventually, you know.
I'm like,
you don't even have a job.
I'm like, hit me up when you're in high school.
Oh, you're one of those too. Okay. So. Yeah, anyways, I don't know if Drake, I mean, this goes back, we were talking about like what Tyga did with Kylie.
Which also, the first time Tyga met Kylie was when she was 14 at like it might have been her birthday party, or I think it was her sister's birthday party, one of her sister's birthday parties, yeah. And he was performing there or something.
Yeah.
Met her then, and then like went to date her when she was like 16, 17, and then through when she was like 19. So.
And
like,
how much older was he than her?
He was like in his 30s.
That's crazy.
Or
what?
Like, or like 28 or at least like 10 years.
So my prediction is that Drake hollers at this girl in like the next like 4 to 8 years.
Holy shit.
No. Between 4 to 8. Like any, it's going to be after, obviously she's 18, but he's already putting in game.
I would hope it would be after.
I'm just saying he's already putting in game.
Oh my God.
You don't think Drake will do that?
I want to think that he wouldn't.
Only the future will tell.
Future bachelor.
Only the future will tell. That future bachelor. But
yikes.
Yeah, anyways, I just thought it was an interesting topic. If any other, like, think about any other
no,
celebrity.
I think it's great.
Just because it's Drake?
Think about how much, like, people thought it was grody that Tyga even was dating Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. And like, the text that I was, like, reading, or she was saying, not reading, I was reading that she said that was, like, I miss you. And she's like, I miss you more. That's, like, weird. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
in celebrity world,
little,
I guess it's okay,
maybe,
but
I don't know. That's so bizarre to me. It's like still like she's still. Like
I expect you to have a stance on this. V.
Like,
I
because she's still like a 14-year-old girl. Like this is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, let's throw it to the listeners. Listeners, what do you think? Let us know.
Yeah, we'll have to do a little
this
poll.
Might be our promo.
We'll have to do a little poll on our story.
Yeah, yeah. What else we got? So, yeah, why don't we move on to our main topic. Topics. It's not really
it's
anything
sort of
special.
Like a
but,
thing. But, yeah.
That last week was the season finale
of
Bachelor
in Paradise.
And we didn't really get to watch it and give you guys like an idea of, you know, what we thought about the whole season as a whole, like after watching everything, after seeing
yeah,
the stuff that developed online, you know, so we'll get into all that right now. And really, we just kind of want to talk about, you know, how much are you supposed to separate the show, the point of the show from the show's reality in real life, like, you know what I'm saying? So do you have a better way of articulating
I'm like
that?
Trying to figure out what you're trying
I'm trying to say
so
okay.
Like, be like, how much can you separate like your reality from like also like the image that you need to be with on the show?
So the show is the point of the show is to find love, but
yeah.
It's a show, it's a TV
but it's,
show
yeah, but it's
and
also,
it's also generating social media influencers and
yeah.
You have to know like what your life you're getting yourself into even
I mean,
signing
like,
up
that's
for the
why,
show
like I feel like the more and more I watch like the show now it, like I get upset because like everybody like that's a lot of them are just out there for like the social gain
yeah it, like you know building their businesses and stuff which will get lead to, which alludes to something we're going to get into
mm-hmm.
in a little bit but
mm-hmm.
Essentially what I'm saying is why I ask is because, you know, this show is called Future Bachelor. And the
Indeed.
Idea is that the thought that one day I'll be the first brown bachelor on the show.
Indeed.
But, you know, to get on the show.
What if someone like low-key beats you out?
What? I mean, it's probably going to happen, but I'm just saying, I'm the first one to say it, and we'll root for him. You know what I'm saying? The first Brown Bachelor, that's what we're going for, the future Brown Bachelor. If it's not me, then good luck for somebody else who's doing it. That's just moving forward in culture. So,
amen.
So, essentially, though, the fact that I have a podcast called Future Bachelor.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah. And the premise of it is what we just talked about.
Indeed.
What would happen when I get on the show and these guys are fed the fact that I have a podcast, or shit, they know of someone is like, dude, I know him. He has a podcast. Like, it's called Future Bachelor. This guy wants to be the Future Bachelor. Like, how I know how I would spin it.
Yeah, I was about to say, how are you going to spin? Explain to me. How would you spin it being like, but I'm actually here to like find love?
Yeah, that's what I so it gets to the point of now not separating the show. Like, the show is a part of life now. It's like, yeah, you know, you go through
it's
the process.
It's permeated into culture. Yeah. So, like, it's like, obviously, it's permeated enough into, like, how you want to live your life.
Yeah, I'm not going to. So, the way I would explain it is that I wouldn't go on a show being, like hiding the fact that I have a podcast called Future Bachelor. I would be like, guys, I'm a fan of the show, just like pretty much everyone that signs up, and I'm looking for love. Yeah, I have a podcast talking about Future Bachelor, and yeah, it's like, we thought it would be funny to have all this stuff, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm a fan of the show. Oh, yeah. It doesn't mean I don't want to like not like her or whatever, and it would turn on me really fast. I would have to just like literally not give in to the drama that like guys would be poking me. Like, they would very easily try to make me the villain of the season, and that would be horrible.
Ooh, I can already picture the editing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. But the thing is that I would just have to be like, guys, and just walk away and just kind of just go and like immediately
already,
make
like,
friends.
I'm thinking about me refilling my wine glass at a commercial day, being like, damn, Sai, how are you going to get out of this
one? Well, how would I get out of this one? Like, how would I?
Well, you probably would in like real life, like in the show, but we probably won't see any of it as viewers. I feel like you would just have to.
I would just not it to anybody. I'd be like, dude, I have nothing to explain to you. I have a podcast. Like, have you heard it? Then don't fuck. You have
I'm
no idea what you're talking about.
So Jordan Rogers, who's engaged to JoJo.
Okay.
Who I love. I love Jordan Rogers. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of shit because people thought that he was in it for the fame in everything because, like, you know, he was like a failed.
I feel like that's kind of like Colton or something.
Yeah, like a failed NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so, like,
and his brother, is so famous.
Yeah,
and
he's like, he's just out here trying to get the fame and, like, whatever and blah, blah, blah. And, like, honestly, it worked out for them. Like, they're doing great.
I mean, I think essentially he did do that. And it worked. Like, you
I
know,
mean, like, you,
look what he's doing now. He's hosting sports shows. I mean, he's like, dating a hot girl. Like,
everybody that's on the show nowadays, like, I feel like back when the show first started, maybe it was more like, they're like, if anything, like, I'll get connects to being an actor or model or something. But nowadays, it's like very much so. It's like they know, like, it is a network. Like, you know, you're going to be building those connections with other folks from the show, maybe even from past seasons, from whatever, with different brands, with stuff like that. Going to different like industry events, like
definitely.
I feel like now it's just become part of like the package that like I don't really think, even though people would be like they're not here for the right reasons, like if you're only there just to like build your social media influence, then yeah, you're not there for the right reasons. But I don't think anybody can say going into it nowadays that like that's not something they hope to capitalize on.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's what I would tell her if she was the one asking me, the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a fan of the show. I honestly like The Bachelorette, just like you probably did too. Like, you know, if you didn't know about the show and you're on here, like, I don't know what to say. Like, this is real life for me. Like, I watched a show that's in real life, you know, and I wanted to be on a show to find love. I feel like this would be, I'm not finding it outside, and why not try this?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I really like you. I mean, my intentions of whatever, it's like, I've always been into like doing my own radio shows and being in media and stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, really, if she didn't like it, then it is what it is.
I think we'll also have to see how the show like evolves over the next year or so, like before you know, potentially get on it.
Yeah.
To just see even how like that, because I mean, like, I think even like after this Bachelor in Paradise season, like, you can see how close, like, because how much like these people knew about some of these other people who are coming on to Bachelor in Paradise because they've already started like hanging out at different events and stuff like that. Like, it's so like, I don't think people could really judge you the same way going forward just because of how
Well, I'm campaigning for a 2020 season.
Ooh, you heard it here first,
yeah,
folks.
And I think we need some people like to actually maybe start, what do they say? If you have someone that you want to...
Nominate,
yeah.
I mean, you could put yourself in, but...
I'm not going to put myself in. Why don't we have our listeners nominate me?
Okay.
And see if it happens.
Okay, well, you could also submit your own shit.
Yeah, well, I just want to leave it up to our listeners. If they want me to be the future bachelor, then they'll nominate me.
Guys, catch me out here, like, helping when Sai's like, how come no one's nominated me yet?
I don't care. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'll be like, hang on.
All right. Are you serious? Like, we work out of a place that we can have, like, I can straight up go to the casting calls for.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like, you got to go. You have to at least go to a casting
call.
That's
the thing, though. I mean, we talked... I don't know if I was talking to this about it. I was talking to somebody and I was pretty much saying, like, you know, lately I've been thinking about and has a lot to do with our conversations we have on here about, like, being famous and stuff. Like, you know, it's fun to joke about being on The Bachelor and stuff. But like, you know, the reason why it's because, like, I don't even really know if I'd really, really, you know, want that attention now. Like, I see, like, all this type of stuff, like, it could ruin your life, like, just one thing, like, one thing you said, one thing you do, like, anything. And, you know, so
well, I think that has a lot to do with social media nowadays, because, like, you can find all this, like, information on people from, you know, people do change, people, things happen, but, like, you can find all this information on people and, like, then use it against them.
Exactly. So, like, you know, I think about that type of stuff. I'm like, you know, do I want to bring all that attention to me? Probably. But you know, I think about it sometimes, and I'm also, like, you know, continuing to work on my own life and stuff, and it's just like,
yeah,
I don't really at the moment, I don't have time to just, like, drop everything for The Bachelor. But
I mean,
you know, if there's some people nominating me and being like, yo, this kid needs to be the next Bachelor, shoot, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
Damn, it came to me. So if you think you'd want to see me on The Bachelor, guys, nominate me and we'll see what happens. But yeah, so moving along, what else should we talk about from this?
Okay, so I guess, like, what kind of made us think about this was how, so in the finale, some folks got engaged, and one of the couples that got engaged was Jenna and Jordan.
Yep.
And then it came out, like, after the rose situation.
I think it came out the day before.
It came
out,
well, technically, like, Reality Steve hinted about it.
Yeah.
But then, like, dropped all of it, like, after the final rose situation happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what he dropped were these text messages between Jenna and some man that she supposedly was cheating on Jordan with.
Yeah.
And her saying stuff about, you know, how she never really liked Jordan and how she's, like, using it to hopefully, like, keep him for a while to help, like, build up her own businesses and then drop him when, you know, she was at her height with, like, getting, you know, different sponsorships, deals, whatever, stuff like that.
Poor Jordan.
And then she came out saying that, like, those weren't true, but Jordan then still, like, decided to, like, you know, end the relationship just because he's like, I gotta protect myself, I gotta,
it sucks, do because what's he's best like for he me. Was I think he was 110%
he was so in, and he's like, I thought she was, like, all in too, and, like, now I'm just unsure, and I just need some space and, like, whatever.
Yo, he would make a great Bachelor.
He would. People were saying that, like, when all this news came out, they're all like, oh, my God, Jordan should be the
Bachelor. I think, like, if he was The Bachelor, it would make for such a good season.
Yeah. Fuck Colton.
I mean, it's just, like, the perfect season for him. Like, he
sorry.
Could just...
Bye, Colton. We don't want you.
No, seriously, though. Like, I would rather watch a Jordan season than a Colton season.
And
did
too.
You notice how they didn't even really talk about Colton being The Bachelor on this show? They didn't mention it, like, at all. Like, they didn't mention Colton being the next Bachelor at all.
I think it's because
they had not announced it when they recorded it.
I think so. Yeah. And I think they hadn't announced it when they recorded it.
That's just weird. It seems like a weird missed opportunity.
And so, well,
I
think they just probably, maybe they had, like, a big deal with the Good Morning America where, like, you guys get our exclusive announcement and, like, all this stuff with us.
Interesting.
So that might be the thing. Who knows?
Well, yeah. So what, to me, it just makes it's just crazy because Jordan looks so good. Even through, like, you know, some weird parts of his, like, character throughout this past season. But, like,
you can tell he's, like, you know, very genuine, honestly, when it comes down to it.
He's got a good heart.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he's probably attacked a lot for it just because he's unconventional. Like, you know, he's just really defensive, and he comes off like, you know, that's like the point when he starts freaking out on people.
I'm thinking about how my friend, remember, I posted to those who follow us on social media, I posted it to our story how my friend Rachel met Jordan at her like at a restaurant when she was working.
Yeah.
And she asked him about like if I like I hope it worked out or whatever for the best for you. And he kind of like did this weird like sad sigh.
Oh.
So I wonder if like shit was already and that was like a week or two ago.
Well, I mean,
I wonder if stuff was already going.
Do you remember?
Down.
Do you remember like what he was saying on the show? Like he was like, yeah, you know, sometimes we misunderstand each other through text messages and stuff. That means that, like, dude, they've been going kind of through. And when, and even though, like, that video of them being all cute and stuff was, like, awesome, it kind of seemed like
something
the chemistry
was off.
Was
something
like,
was
yeah.
off.
So, like, you know, I think, like, she's just been really weird with him, and he's been trying.
Yeah, he said, like, in one of his things that she, he's like, yeah, she had been super anxious and whatever lately, and, like, I know my Jenna, and then when the, I guess when the stuff came out, I think that's when.
And he's also taken the high road after this, too.
And he's, like, very much so he's come out saying, he's like, I'm not going to lash out. I would love to, like, you know, meet her in person, like, go over some of this more, like, whatever. Like, he's being very level-headed about it. She's, like, trying to, you know, figure out her end.
I'm going to do whatever at the highest legal level
whatever to, like, make sure whoever's responsible for this.
It's like, real, right?
I was like,
Do you think it's real?
I kind of think it's real. She's, okay, I've always thought that Jenna was, like, kind of off her hinges a little bit. Like, I never, like, truly got her. So I kind of, and, like, even the way that she kind of flopped between Benoit and Jordan kind of made me iffy. I was like, are you really?
Yeah, now it's like interesting, like you want to go back and kind of see like, you know, what was going through her head, like now knowing that she, that was like in her head the whole time.
Yeah, so like I want to see, like they haven't had much more updates, but I want to see what will happen with that one.
But I was very happy to see Kendall and Joe back together.
Oh my god,
Kendall
yes.
with her tail between her legs, like just you, dude, it was, he was like, yeah, I honestly didn't think they were going to get back together. Cause
I know.
And I would have been on Joe's side if that was the case. Like, dude, like,
well, me too. And like, they played it off so well because like at first I was like, oh my God, when she like came up to the couch to like, you know, do their thing, I was like, oh my God, she looks so sad. What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. And then they were all like, oh, we're together. And I was like, hey,
yeah, she's my
but
girlfriend.
Then my like little heart was like, damn it. Because why? Like, I love Joe.
No, I think Kendall.
Okay, and Joe now doesn't run his grocery store because he's like too busy like being in LA doing stuff for Dancing with the Stars because like he's been training. Like, I mean, Dancing with the Stars doesn't start for like a little bit and you have to like train a lot and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm probably, once again, this happens like every other Dancing with the Stars season, like someone that I care about is on it. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to watch. And then like I watch until they're out.
I mean, he's probably going to go all the way.
He might. I think one of my favorites.
I mean, he has an advantage, right? I mean, all the Bachelor viewers are going to vote for him.
Well, that, and he also, his partner is the previous season's winner.
Wow.
She's setting him up
to win.
She's the dancer, the dancer partner from the previous season's winner.
Joe is the best.
I love Joe.
And the power shifted really hard. Like, it's like interesting to watch. Like, Kendall, like, had like pretty much the power in Paradise, and because of like, you know, her indecisiveness really, or not lack of wanting to commit at the moment, it really just shifted it, because like he could have at any point just been like, nah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he even said how you know, when she came to Chicago to visit and like kind of apologize, because like after she left, they both left, she like realized she made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And he like even said that how he like told her that he, you know, was had pushed his feelings for her so far down that he wasn't sure he could get back there just yet. But then like, you know, they continued to like see each other and try to like work things, and then they worked it out. So like he definitely like, you know, was like,
I don't know. I was learning some game from Joe. That's all I'm
saying.
Yeah,
he's all like, I got to protect myself. Like if this, like he was like, I'm going to, you know, move on if I need to move on. And like, so she like had a fight to get him back.
Yeah. I thought like, you know, it was pretty cool to see them back together.
Yeah, though. It was good to see that Astrid and Kevin were back together because like, they're just the cutest. So I was happy that was happening. They're working that out.
And Chris and Crystal.
Yeah,
their moms like, look happy.
Yeah, oh my God, their moms are like besties. And Taylor Marie brought up how she's like, well, wasn't Crystal's mom not around? Like, wasn't that like a whole thing like that?
I mean, she grew up in a bowling alley.
She grew up in a bowling alley. I was like, no, I don't think her mom, I think her mom was just kind of a deadbeat. Like, I don't really, whatever.
Whatever.
But other news from Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
Baby Becca is having her own baby.
Oh, wow.
with her boyfriend Grayston.
That's amazing.
Oh my god, look at you. You don't even care.
I don't. I really, I don't know why I never really liked Becca.
I loved her.
I don't, did I? Maybe I did. I should go back and listen. I probably did love Becca at one point. I really did love Becca at one point.
You did.
But I don't know. I just, post show, she was like, I don't know, different.
She definitely, it's interesting because like she has like a partnership. I forget what the site's called. It's like something like Pop Wow or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she, I think she has like a partnership with them because like they did this whole exclusive, very like glossy, beautiful, like urethral video of like her. Cause like she's like pregnant. Like I think she's due in February. So like she's showing. Mm-hmm. And, they did like this whole extensive like video being like, first, you know, people were like, I wasn't going to go to paradise because of this or that like or like whatever.
And Paranormal Activity or something.
It was so bizarre. And I was just like, you really are milking this for all it's worth. Like she knows, like she has like a very captive audience and like she's like very much so about milking what she's got.
I'm just saying she was like very heavily involved in the Leo drama and stuff. And
well, I know I was on her side for the Leo stuff.
Oh, I'm just saying though, like putting herself out there, like she knows what she's doing. There, that's what I'm saying is like, I don't know. Like maybe I made the mistake of starting a podcast called Future Bachelor. I should have started this after being on the show. But no, I don't care. Whatever.
I'd be past Bachelor.
It's going to happen. Watch.
Also, this I meant to say this last week, but I forgot. Angela from Bachelor in Paradise is dating Clay from Becca season.
Good.
Did I say this? I feel like that was deja vu. So
I like, feel like you said it to me before.
I said it to you, but I don't know if like I actually, I don't know.
But yeah, so that's good for her. You know, Eric was an idiot, so I think we talked about it maybe last episode.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah, good for her. So yeah, that kind of wraps up it all. I know Jordan and Jenna were supposed to get married on next season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, they were supposed to have Chris Harrison officiate them.
So
that's not going to happen.
Yep. So,
not less money for Chris Harrison. What is he gonna do?
I think he'll be
as
fine.
He's like he's like Scrooge McDuck, like diving through like the coins, you know?
The intro of DuckTales. Okay, so that's pretty much it for our Bachelor wrap.
I think that's all we got. Yeah.
You know, we'll talk, let you guys know about any update, upcoming news about Bachelor Nation or anything. But Colton season doesn't start till January.
Yeah, so thank
and
God
that'll be a year anniversary of us starting this show.
Oh my God.
I know. So
my God, guys, how senti.
One bad Bachelor to hopefully not another, but
I kind of think so though.
Maybe it'll be a good season. I'm sure it'll bring out like the best in the girls. Best of the girls. Like, you know.
See, you like
these girls are gonna go, they have like all these months to find girls that are gonna go crazy for like look at what Tia like how crazy she was for Colton, and she was like already on TV. These girls are gonna go crazy for Colton, so it's gonna be an
Cuckoo
interesting season.
For Colton. Yeah.
And then watch them bring back Tia, and she's gonna be in one of the competitions.
No, she definitely like she said she's like no, I'm not gonna like go onto the season.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Right. Her and Becca are gonna come onto the season.
Oh my God.
So yeah. So anyway, so pretty much essentially that was our wrap up. We'll get into some more Bachelor news top of the year. But besides that, we're just gonna do what we do every time we don't have Bachelor stuff to talk about. Talk about ourselves. So essentially, let's get into our slapper of the week.
Yeah.
So I had three slappers that I showed you, but then you had mentioned this artist.
And then I
was
like, what about Black's new album?
And Black is from Atlanta, correct?
Yeah, that's the title of this. His album is called Love Letter to East Atlanta.
Oh, word. That's where we live. East Atlanta.
Ooh, na-na.
When he said this, my cousin, when he was here this past weekend, he had played this song that so it's Black. And if you guys are looking for this song, he spells Black with the six. The number six as the B. I'm guessing because it looks like a lowercase b and then lack. So it's Black. And then this,
six lack.
Yeah. So this song is by Black. It features J. Cole and it's called Pretty Little Fears, our slapper of the week. So let's just, do you have anything to say about it?
It's just a really, when I was listening through the album, this one stuck out to me. Like, I just, like, started, like, I was at my desk at work, and I just was like, oh, like, kind of like shit.
I mean, he says it in the song. Like, he's like, yeah,
I was like, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. So, without further ado, this is Black featuring J. Cole, Pretty Little Fears. Let's go.
Come on, fellas.
All right, let's hold on. Wait a second. Here we go. This song slaps. That's what happens when you listen to Slapper a couple times before the show. That ain't none of your biz. Got on your body, so you know I'm on your ass today. Would you let me hit it thrice if I asked today? She know my state nothing but magic, babe. I be swinging it back and forth to you in your casket, babe. Girl, you on my best side. Whoa. She from the west.
Yes.
I do wanna know. Woo. Don't you sugarcoat. Hey. Say it all if you want.
He's just got such a smooth voice.
Could you tell me like it is?
He's like a warm blanket.
Dude, it's pretty little fish. Use it to my ears.
This feels
locking,
like a
guys.
Nice like beginning of fall kind of
say it loud, oh, yeah. Say it proud, you want it more.
Come
we
on.
Open door, hit the couch, then the floor. I cut it up like a scissor, love galore. She never bored, there's so much shit we can do. You free to say whatever, baby, if you asking me. No limit when I'm in it, got a masterpiece. I'm hoping I don't have a fast release. Got me focused like I'm out here trying to get my master seat. Throwing up the peace sign. Girl, I'm from the east side. Yo. I love that last third.
Girl, you on my best side. Yeah. She from the west side.
Now I just wanna know. Don't you sugarcoat. I say it all if you want. But could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears. Music to my ears. Literally music to my ears. I'm just like listening.
You're just like, yes.
So relaxing.
Don't you sugarcoat.
I know. That's what it's a good like kind of work song because it's got a steady beat.
Yeah.
So you're like kind of still like going. But like,
you're
like
could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears. Music to my ears. We got that.
I'm loving your light. Vulnerable.
J. Cole.
Letting your guard down.
Let go.
It's honorable.
Slapper.
Especially when the past ain't been that friendly to you, but there's magic in that. You the flower that I gotta protect and keep alive in the wintertime. Hey, don't you die yet. You've been way more than a friend of mine. We more like fam. I raised you, you raised me. Let's turn this whole life round. You can confide in me. I can take the weight up off your shoulder blades and try to store the pain inside of me. Hey, why the world do you like that? Like they don't know you God sent, but me, I view you like that. I'm sneaking glances, thanking God that he drew you like that. Beautiful black child, come and shed your black cloud. For your vibe and your smile, I don't mind a little rain. I'm your dog, ears perk up at the sound of your name. Counting your mane, wild fire, can handle your flame. Download your shame, wild high, can drown in your fragrance. You that red pill that
it,
a nigga
it,
found in the matrix. Before
be
I had you, this
guys.
Shit
sounds
was fantasy.
Like
to plant a seed, grow some roots, a branch and leaves. Becomes a tree of life until our nights are filled with peace. From stress
like
and strife,
so
and that's the blessing that
the
I give from wife and you. Cause you entrusted me with the key to your heart, beating you smart. Cause even though I need a new start, due to my past transgressions, you believed in me. I guess the light I see in you is what you see in me, Lord. Says she from the west side, and she see my best side.
Oh, we held that second one.
I just wanna know. Don't you sugarcoat. I'll say it all if you want.
I have chills, I'm okay.
Now could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears. Music to my ears.
Guys, that was Pretty
Yikes.
Little Fears by Black featuring J. Cole.
I don't think either of us were ready.
I was ready. You know when you like you are. So I was in such a daze right there. Like, you know when you stare at something so long that like
it doesn't look right.
No, it just starts getting blurry and stuff.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how like vibing I was.
Yeah,
I was just like looking
just
at
like,
my screen, just like starting to blur out. anyways, so let's give him some
now
shout
that
outs.
We've come back to earth.
Yeah, we're here. Wake up. Here we go. Where are we at? Okay,
hi.
There we are. Hold on. Let's bring it back. Shout outs. What do we got?
All right, I'm going to shout out to my longtime hairstylist. This sounds really weird, but
yeah.
like I've cut my hair
okay.
multiple times in my life, like 8 inches or more.
Okay.
So like she was there for all of those. She gave me like kind of the look that I have today that
okay.
I feel like is very signature V.
Yeah.
Her name is Maria, and she just finished being behind the chair for like she's retiring from being like an actual hairstylist. She still will do like weddings and stuff. But like, she was just a big part of my life. Like, I've known her since I was 10.
So are we going to see a long hair V now?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because I mean,
I like the short. I'm just saying, like, you never think of like growing it long. I think it looked nice long.
Have you ever seen pictures of me with
one? No, but I could picture it.
I could show you sometime. But right. I mean, I look
like
nice.
A V with a little ponytail or something.
Yeah, but
I love ponytails.
Okay.
Anyways.
And then I also wanted to shout out my former professor, Joy Mayer, who is the reason why I have the job that I have.
Okay.
And she was at ONA.
Nice. Okay. Do you want to shout out your pastor, or do you want to shout out like maybe the local bank teller or something? I'm just joking. Anyways, my shout outs. I want to shout out what?
Whatever.
I'm just saying. Okay.
These are important people to me that I've seen or whatever these past couple of weeks.
I feel you. I just want to shout out my cousin. Thanks for driving down here. I love you. I had a great time with you, bro. Young Ease or Mysteries. He's still on my phone as Young Ease because you'll always be young to me, Ease.
Oh, cute.
And what else we got? Also, hold on. What about a Psych and his morning show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's shout out Psych.
What up, Psych?
Our friend. Yeah.
Yo, dude. That's a friend of the show. Compadre.
He is a big compadre of
really?
Us. Yeah. He watches all of our stories and he loves our stuff.
Yeah, dude. Psych. Thank you,
and
bro.
And he like has leveled up to having a morning show now.
That's what's up,
for
dude.
At the radio station that he works at. So like that's
morning
awesome.
Show is a big deal that's in radio.
Like, yeah, that's like the crowning glory.
Yeah. Also, the pickets for giving us the limo. That was sick.
So that Psy could flex all over.
Oh man, it's all for the gram. Let's go. Oh, and then last but definitely not least, shout out to our producer once again, Dylan. Hey!
Because guess what, you guys? It was his birthday this
year. Happy birthday, Dylan! Yeah.
It's his Jordan
what
year.
Do you got to say, man? What does it feel like? How old are you?
I'm 23.
23,
Jordan
wow.
Jordan year.
Jordan year. What does it feel like, man? 23. Does it feel different?
Absolutely no different.
No different?
Okay.
No.
Well,
no.
Are you doing anything fun?
Yeah, what are you going to do for your
hitting
birthday?
The town, you know.
Where's our invite? No, we're going to get the invite. But what is hitting the town like for Dylan on his 23rd birthday?
I don't know, man. I mean, Edgewood's always got a lot in store.
Mm-hmm. Edgewood's always popping.
Hell yeah. You were talking about maybe a brewery or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big beer guy.
A lot of good breweries.
Right yeah. Now. So make sure when you figure out your plans, you invite
yeah, I don't
us.
Know, yeah.
Or just let us know where you're going to be at so we can crash it
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Sound good?
And just plaster it with stickers.
Yeah.
True to form.
Well, all right. I want to hold them to something, though. It's your Jordan year. It's your birthday. What is one thing you want to accomplish in this next year?
Oh shit. Yeah.
What's a goal of yours? Let's shit. Affirmation since we're such about it right now. And I'm gonna hold them to it.
Yeah, do it.
Just make it up, man. What do you want to do? What's the goal?
I've got a ton of goals.
Name one. 23rd. What is the one goal that you want to do?
Get my music back going.
Music?
Ooh, yeah.
That's
music.
A good one. That's a goal of mine in this next year. So why don't we just do it together, man?
Hell yeah.
Get the music going. So we're going to hear some music from our producer, Dylan. Once again, this is your third week here, and I really appreciate you being a part of the show.
Yeah, we like you, Dylan.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you got a mic. You're like pretty much like a third co-host now. So, just stick with us, dude. I really appreciate you, and this guy's amazing. And, yo, are you single?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's in the singles club like me. So, ladies, I'm not the
single.
Only one of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for girls, we're talking about Dylan. It's his birthday. It's not always about you, V. It's about Dylan right
it's
now.
Never
jeez.
About me. We
anyways,
all know this.
Yeah. Can you for a second? Just can we turn her mic off for a second, Dylan? Anyways, So me and you are single. Are you thirsty, by any chance? You want a cup of water or something, Dylan? You good?
I'm good.
All right. Cool.
I'm
cool.
Straight.
Yeah.
Veronica. She was making fun of me before because, like, I asked Dylan if she wanted a cup of water.
He was like, are you sure? Do you need anything? And, like, because he was like, do you need a water or whatever? I said, who are you asking? And then he's like, Dylan, do you?
Yeah, sorry.
It's total disregard for him.
Well,
at least Dylan gets it. He knows.
Yeah, Dylan knows the jokes. All right, man. Well, yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for being a part of the show, dude. We really appreciate you here, and we welcome you every week. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, bro. So yeah, with all that being said, we'll just pretty much see you guys for our 27th episode of the podcast. I'm actually really stoked because we're reaching our the 30th episode here soon in a couple weeks. Probably about
and
a month.
And that will be your... Well,
we'll hit 30 episodes before I turn 31.
Okay, so that will be... So that will be your golden episode. We didn't really talk about how 24 was my golden episode much.
But we'll make it a big celebration for the podcast. That's a huge milestone for us. 30 episodes is a pretty big deal. So
It is. We're making moves.
So that will kind of be like... we'll plan for 30 being like the saying goodbye to my 30th year and going into 30, just being a
30.
I'm going to be a 31-year-old. So, yeah.
Like Drake.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just don't be talking to 14-year-olds,
no,
pal.
No. No. Don't worry about it. It's 18 and up. Let's go. anyways, all right, guys. Well, I love y'all. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we definitely have Dylan in the building. And we'll see you guys next week, all right? I love y'all.
Bye.
See ya. Deuces. Dylan, cut it!
Future Bachelor Podcast.